Operator Dalton.
Heeft toen gekocht voor 1 euro.
Yes, hello, this is Edwin speaking from Amsterdam.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Can I speak to Chris, please?
Chris?
To Chris, yes.
Sure, just a minute, please.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Hi. Wie? Zit er iemand? Niemand? Alleen? Die zit er niet. Nee, zit niemand. Hi Chris, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. It's hard work these days.
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah, we've had some tremendous days last week.
Yeah? Making some cash?
Yeah, we made 2 million on Thursday.
Yeah.
Day trading.
Yeah.
So no positional, with positions are 2.2, I think. And Friday we made 1.2 million. Today we made probably like 400, somewhere between 400 and 500 day trading.
Yeah, I got an email from Matt that said he made 500,000 or something.
Yeah, the re-waiting was absolutely brilliant.
Oh.
We didn't anticipate on it, but we just waited till the moment. We had small positions. Yeah, and then out of the closes, we just took like some positions and we invited them really fast, so we were within a day we were with our positions, did a loss, and I think we made in total something like 1.5 million from it.
Nice,
so
nice.
That's really good. I was actually pretty happy that we didn't prepare anything, but still we made like a good profit on it.
Yeah.
We prepared some things, but not really that.
Not as thorough as normal.
Yeah, we not. Yeah, because I don't. Yeah, I don't think it would be like so good. Although I said, well, I had expected that they that this time there wouldn't be so much anticipation because people were way too busy with it. But yeah, you never know. On the other hand, you don't want to distract your traders when the trading is so brilliant by having like a big delta position. So you don't do it yourself as well. So then yeah, you get like ridiculous closes. But still, we anticipated pretty well on it. So made quite some money there.
Okay.
Yeah, furthermore, the trading is good. But so it's going pretty well. Of course, the systems and the programs, they help on pretty well on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I had quite some problems, but on Friday afternoon, again, we had some problems. Did you have also on Friday the problems, or was it only?
We weren't too bad. I mean, apart from Orc, which has just been virtually not working at all, the Actants have been reasonably stable.
Okay, now that's good.
It's been okay, yeah.
So you've made good money last week?
Yeah, we had a decent week. We're now up to almost the same as what we made last year.
Okay, that's good.
We're almost 12 million now, basically.
So that's really going well then.
Yes.
So you've got like you're almost 6 million a month.
Yeah.
That's an improving through the year, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, we've had no technological improvements really. We had the one thing from the feed for the
exactly. Hey, and the F1 thing, how does it look with those guys?
Well, now it seems that it's it seems that it's all going to be done through Australia. Maxwell is going to go to Australia for a couple of months. We're also looking to recruit some new developers here. We've got the recruitment things from Australia, and they will also go to Australia for a little, for some time. So I'm pretty happy with the current status of it. So it's,
Okay, so you're going to have your support done more or less by Australia.
Yeah, well, actually, Australia are just going to train some people for us, and then probably one or two Australian guys will come over here with the guys that we've got in America, and then it will be supported like that.
And then it'll be really good.
Yeah, so I'm pretty happy about it. That's really good.
Yeah, no, that's really good, yeah. So they, and will those Australians stay working in America?
Probably one or two of them, yeah. So.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so that's good.
So, and when do they expect to deliver the first things?
I'm not so sure. They're still writing up the plan now, but I don't think it's going to take too long.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. And that's.
Hey, is Randall in work today?
Yeah, he is in, but I think he left already.
No, I didn't want to speak to him now. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to know what happened in the Tassis on Friday?
I heard you made like a killing there.
Yeah. But did you hear what they did in Amsterdam?
They made also good money.
Yeah. But did you hear how?
Yeah, they're basically formed brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who have you been talking to about it?
I heard it from Nick and a bit from Randall.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think I don't really blame Nick for it. If I was in his position, I might have done the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's not a way that we should be trading, huh?
No. Yeah, that's like yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, he's just leaning a bit on your thing. Yeah, but now let's first of all, it's going really well. That's like
good. Yeah, that's a good thing. So we made like 180 grand or something.
Wow. Well, how much are you now for the year in the Tassis?
Yeah, like 450 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it really
but good? Yeah, after that, Farad and I were just talking about it a little bit, and we just said, look, we just basically want to have a position.
Yeah.
We pretty much want a position every day, so we're just 99.101 now for 500. And then, we can also, what we thought then, was if we're doing that, we can probably disguise it a little bit better as well.
How do you mean?
Yeah, well, it's not as obvious as if people are like 107 bid, 108 bid, everyone knows that there's going to be something come in. Whereas if it trades normally close to one,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can hack sometimes, you can be aggressive pushing it other times, you can even do it a bit the other way around sometimes. So.
Yeah, okay.
So
It's a bit like, I don't know if it's getting pushed to 107, how much they trade, because that would
mean... the volumes really want that...
weren't that high.
No.
Okay, now it can be 99.101 and 1 bit at 101 and everything.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, and in the oil, are we getting front or?
No, we keep being behind. We've been behind consistently for more than a week now, so.
Okay, yeah, that's pity, eh?
Yeah, that's pretty annoying. But Gerben's been looking into it today, I believe.
Yeah, he's just back from holiday.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So. Yeah. Now that's good. Yeah. So. And some other developments, new things, or?
No, not really. For the rest things go quite okay here. It's really nice to first have Paul and Pencil around. And, Pencil just been cleaning up in the Nasdaq. So.
Yeah.
Already. Basically all our money from last week. All came from Nasdaq and Russell, nothing else. So literally two spots we made all our money.
Okay. Was Attack wasn't there?
No, Attack was back in Amsterdam.
Okay. And are there your other human resources in the stocks? How did they do? Or
nothing, just nothing. And also in the treasuries, Jordan made a minus last week.
So, is there some hacking going to be happening, or?
Yeah, we have to see. Jordan was a bit shit. Also, James and Mark, and they were pretty bad last week. In fact, very bad. But
So, you will be sitting there on your own, then.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bit your problem. It's like, where the fuck do you start?
No, yeah, that's.
Lindbeck's still off sick. Who knows?
Okay, yeah, I definitely know we're going to be like, I see we're getting a bit short in people. Eh? In Australia, we lost quite some traders. We are losing some people to Australia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need some people there. I need some people. We need to fill up. So it's going to be like, for this year, already filling up the spots that are going to be empty. Yeah, we already need quite some people. Eh?
Yeah, exactly.
And then probably, maybe some people will be leaving, I don't know.
Right.
Especially from Australia. I think there's a big chance that some people will leave there.
Right.
Just waiting to settle the deal and watch for their bonus. And then, because already three guys just hit it off there. Eh? And then, did they tell you?
No.
Some of them even didn't take a bonus. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They just went straight ahead to the other, to the competitor.
Yeah.
I understood.
When was that?
Yeah, that's already like at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They took the chance of not getting a bonus and everything. Because they cut like away, must have been promised quite a good deal there.
Okay.
So probably you need some people there, you need some people. Yeah, then... let's hope you get like a lot of good ones. And then
someone's got to train them.
Yeah, that was the last time I also said it to him. I said, yeah, if you think about it, it's pretty big picky if you have like then 11 trainees and we basically have to find out that we didn't take enough time for them. And then it's pretty shit.
Yeah, I said my suggestion, but I mean, it's ignored, but... I think we should just get someone that's pay a teacher to be like looking after them properly. But
or maybe even get like a reasonable trader who is just sitting there with them trading on like a training spot, and just furthermore teaching them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's maybe a bit more expensive one, but maybe a better solution.
No.
Because What are you going to get if you get the teacher?
No.
You also don't know. Maybe it's a nice job for you. Come back to Amsterdam.
Yeah,
and
possibly. It can be nice.
Yeah. But, okay. And you're really positive about working together with Australians to get that one.
Oh, yeah, I think that's going to go pretty well. So
I think it's going to be really brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know, this OAT, yeah, it looks pretty fast. Yeah, that's what I can see. I've played it myself with it.
Yeah.
I find there's like loads of, like the functionalities that are in it are pretty pretty good, and it's doing its job properly. The only thing is, it's got like lots of bugs and crashes, but they're working on that to get it stable.
Sounds good.
It's out there, for the future training. They expect to deliver something in 3 months.
Yeah.
So,
that's just building the gateways and getting them connected, right?
Yeah. But now we'll see.
I presume we're going to build gateways completely new.
Yeah, something like this. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I'm pushing him. Doesn't matter. I'll call him later. And maybe later on this week we should have like a more. If it's maybe a bit less busy, have like four talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Are there other things we need? You need, because that was what Jan Martin said. If you look at the paper I wrote, if you roll in F1, there's like a lot of things are gonna be. There's almost no. Not really big things you need from Amsterdam then.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think as well. It's basically it's getting the sort of future trader is a key thing.
Yeah. Now that's I will. Then it's basically. Then it comes down to we have to on this side make like the OAT working properly and get the futures behind it and see how good it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So now, good luck, and we will maybe talk later this week then.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going home.
Take it easy.
Busy day trading myself. So that was.
Wow, that's been a first for a while, huh?
Yeah. But I was sitting there. I was just trading some stamp duties, and it was. It's not so hard.
It's not so hard. We can train some monkeys to do it.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I do think that if. Yeah, if you're just, I've got these spots like making so much money, if you've got someone smart sitting behind it and he does, for whatever reason, 10% better or 20% better, it already full trading spots, eh?
Yeah.
But I could imagine that if you automate it properly, that you just need less people. Because that's,
I got a book last week for me to read, James J. Cramer, The Confessions of a Street Addict.
Oh, okay. I didn't read that one. I read Real Money.
Good one. This is his autobiography.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
I find him pretty cool.
Yeah.
I should get him on television in Holland as well.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. Because maybe probably a first go to Australia as well.
Yeah.
But I just see a bit the plannings and then see when I come over there. Hey, and you bought a speedboat already?
It's on the way.
It's on the way? Okay.
With these profits, you might have to get a bigger one, huh?
It's going to be, if this goes on like this, and why not?
Hey, one last thing, Job. Did you see the advert from Australian office?
Yeah. I was a bit like, I didn't find it in line with the rest.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well. I wonder if Katja knows about it already.
Yeah. I can do it.
I don't fucking care about it, but it seems pretty strange, though, so.
I think it's, did you hear we are sponsoring the Dutch national cricket team?
No, I didn't hear that.
It's going to the World Cup, eh?
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a brilliant deal.
Yeah.
We're paying €25,000 for it.
Okay.
And we are shirt sponsor of the Dutch national cricket team.
Ah, that's good.
Who are going to play India and Australia.
Yeah.
Or is it no South Africa? It were the two best countries in the world.
England?
No, not London. I think it was Australia and South Africa.
Yeah, Australia is definitely the best, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's really good.
And but even Holland is like of the second level ones, Holland is still like the favorite to come to the second round, but I don't count in it. But yeah,
that's good.
I think like so, I heard like 2.2 billion people are watching it.
Yeah.
And in India and everything, so for this amount of money, it's really brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't understand the Dutch companies that they didn't step into it.
Who was the whose idea was that?
Rashid came over, and I was sitting together with Rendell.
Yeah.
And he was telling, yeah, they didn't have a shirt sponsor, and they were going to this, and blah, blah, blah. And then Rendell and I had a bit like, don't know who came up with it. Yeah, who said that now? Why aren't they sponsoring? And then I think Rendell's idea was a bit, I also a bit thinking, like, yeah, well, maybe we should do it. And then Rendell said, yeah, just go to Jelle. Maybe this can be good for us. And then it was arranged within a few days, but they didn't have like a sponsor up till now.
Mm.
So they really were under pressure to get it. So they said anything, any kind of money they could get, they would do it.
Mm.
So now basically, yeah, we're the official sponsor. We're on the shirts there.
Yeah,
yeah, and I think all the English guys here in the office, they'll love it. And I think the Australians, if they see it, they're going to love it as well.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty cool. It's good.
Yeah, I think it's good for them. Jelle really pushed them because they asked something like €250,000, was first the normal. And then they basically said, yeah, whatever you pay us. And then it went down to 50 or 25. And then they went for 25. And we had to pay €1,000 to get the things printed on the shirts. And then, then we were there. Ah, it's awesome. I think it's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, but yeah, it's not going to make us millions, but,
no, but it's
funny.
Yeah, it's cool. So we all have to get Dutch cricket shirts now.
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant. Hey, good work there.
Yeah,
and I'm curious to hear, how long is Pencil going to stay there?
He's here for another couple of weeks.
And Paul?
Paul's back next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been, I don't know if you, been thinking also, maybe of those two, of Paul and Kip.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe it's good, because Marcel is always pretty sharp on everything, to swap Marcel with one of those guys, with Kip or Paul. What would you suggest?
What do you mean to swap them?
I think...
For permanently or for...
What? Sorry?
For permanently or for temporary?
No, just for a few weeks.
Yeah, basically... Actually, what might have been smarter would be to do it the other way around, because you wouldn't want just... It's so chaotic here. There's so many, like, difficulties with administration and small details and things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want Kip here on his own.
No.
But, you could swap Marcel and Paul for a short time, but, of course, Paul's just really valuable, so you want him wherever you can... everybody wants him.
Yeah. But I think maybe it's better to swap them over with Kip then.
But you could put Kip to just come and visit like for a bit, or even just come and work here.
Yeah, that could be good.
It's possible.
They've been making also shiploads last week.
Yeah,
half a million.
I spoke to Hans earlier. He said they had a bit of some shit thing with position today that cost some.
Today, yeah.
Yeah,
he told me as well,
A mistake.
Before that they were a bit lucky, he said, we had the right deltas and all.
These things happen when it gets a bit more chaotic, huh? Sometimes it's not as neat and tidy as you would like it to be, but...
Yeah, as long as you keep on doing well, you should go big for the big monies. But in my team, if everybody stays pretty calm and just keeps on trading...
Yeah.
Or try to work on that, and then in the end, if you then, sometimes you fall, let something fall, but if you just keep on trading, keep your markets in, and just check everything properly, then you can make good money.
Yeah.
So, but good luck.
Yeah,
there. Say hi to everybody.
I will do.
And I'm looking forward to my next visit to the Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
And to, what was the bar? I don't know what the bar was.
So we'll have the speedboat ready for you that time, yep.
The speedboat, so I'm looking forward to it.
Take it easy.
Hey, see you, bye.